Good afternoon, BK Jewelers.
Hi, my name is Troy Cordell. I'm an account specialist and consultant here at RDI Diamonds in New York. How are you?
Just fine. What can I help with you?
Yes, I'm only working with some very VIP customers and clientele that I'm trying to get on board with. My goal is to try to ramp you guys up at least 10 to 20% so you can gear up and get ready for this summer. It's supposed to be projected to be a very amazing summer in the jewelry industry for the trends that I'm seeing, especially with the graduation, you know, receptions on marriages and anniversaries. More people are starting to travel now, and they want to look, you know, more exotic in the jewelry industry. And you can imagine all the selfies people are trying to take now, right? So these algorithms are starting to take over. I have had a representative in the past that was trying to get some memos done with you where we can ship you some different products that you currently do not have in your location. I don't know what happened, so I'm trying to rekindle that relationship. What is it that you guys kind of have a need for, or maybe it's time for you to kind of showcase something different just to get some eye candy in your store and, you know, develop some traffic, and then you can go from there on maximizing on your sales?
Okay, so at the moment we're not interested in purchasing anything. We're trying to sell what we have, so it wouldn't help.
Okay, so all right. So usually that approach right there is they call it in the diamond industry is being the dead horse, right? Because you already had that inventory. It's in there. It's been in there all year round. You got customers shopping, they're window shopping. They know that it's there. However, the reason why they're not buying is because they either don't have the disposable income at that time, or they might not like what they see, and they're looking to see if there's something different that will catch their eye, or it's just not the right timing. So let me ask you a question. If I can get you, I'm not trying to reinvent your whole entire inventory. I don't want to do that. I know you want to sell what you can see. So in order for me to help you sell what you actually already have, why don't you get like one or two pieces that's totally different than what you currently have in your store so that you have those two different pieces there, and the people that are coming in window shopping, they see that different item, they might say, you know what, oh, wow, you know what, they have something totally different. That's exactly what I was actually looking for. They just got it in. It's a new thing, and you know what, let me go there. And if they find out that, you know what, at least that catches their eye, it starts the conversation. If it doesn't work, then you can pitch something totally different, but at least, you know, you got something in to drive that traffic. That right there will help generate more sales and with the same products and stuff that you currently have. You agree on that?
No, not necessarily, because if they don't like what we see, we create things for them, and then we have all the necessary stones for it. So like I said, we're not interested in getting anything new.
Well, it doesn't have to just be stones. I mean, we have pendants, we have, you know, all types of, you know, bracelets or baguettes. We have stud diamonds, you know, and obviously no two diamonds are the same, right? So, you know,
exactly.
You might be the
and
different.
Like I said, we already have someone here that creates different things.
Okay, so
we don't.
Gotcha. Well, any projects that they're working on right now that they're trying to fulfill an order on?
I am not aware of that because all I do is answer the phone, and
oh.
I was just told no one's interested in purchasing at the moment.
And that's what they told you to do, just say, we're not interested, just tell everybody we're not interested. Okay, so that right there, that sets you apart, because if you keep, you know, you're not interested, what if you don't know what's really out there that can actually be advantageous to your location? You know what I mean?
Right. And so all I do is answer the phone. Any of those inquiries would have to be made with the manager.
That's Cindy, right?
Yes, and she's
okay.
Already out today.
And she's out today? Can you do me a favor? Can you give me an appointment for Cindy so I can call her? She's not like, you know what, I don't got the time to talk. I'm busy. I just need, just like I'm talking to you, we were on the phone for 5 minutes and we covered a lot of good information.
Right.
You see that that would be really beneficial for you. Do you sell as well?
No. I just answered the phone.
You just answered the phone?
And her assistant is currently away from her desk, so
yeah.
She's probably helping the owner or something. I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
She'd be the one to take care of your phone call.
Would you want more money in your check? Exactly, right? So that's what I'm trying to do. If you guys go my way and try to get something different in there, you know, you ever go to like a different place and then they might have like a different display, and that display is what brings the attention in, even though they got all the other stuff that's still in the store. That's pretty much, you know, given an RDI type of setup, you know, on a display items, there's two pieces that can drive that, you know, sales up there. And then obviously if you can sell it, that'd be great. What's the email address of, is it CDIA?
I can't stay on the phone. I got to attend to my customer.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the email address so I can send that over and over.
I believe that you have that already, sir.
Is it bkjewelers.company@gmail.com? Is that it?
Yes.
All right. Can you let Cindy know that I'll give her a call, and hopefully she can just make some time for me?
Yes, I will let her know when I see her.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.